Welcome to the Mama Truth Show, where soulful mamas embrace the whole truth of the messiness and magic of motherhood. Check us out at mamatruthshow.com. Here's your host, Amy Ehlers, the Wake Up Call Coach.
Hello and happy Mama Truth Monday. It's Amy Ehlers, your host here of the Mama Truth Show, known as the Wake Up Call Coach. And I am so excited because we are going to be doing some tapping, some EFT, some emotional freedom technique. For those of you that aren't familiar with it, you are going to love it. It is such a powerful tool, something that I use in my own life and I actually use with my daughters. And I wanted to bring on an absolute expert in the world of tapping, someone who's become a dear friend. She's the person that I actually call when I go to do some of my very high-end retreats with moms and with women. I've actually hired Kate to come in to actually do tapping with the group because it is such a magical way to bust through blocks, to help you really own your light, shine your light, and release all of the garbage that's going on in your life. So I thought I'd bring her on today for a very special Mama Truth Show where we're going to tap away the overwhelm, the guilt, and even the resentment of being a mom, because I don't know about you mamas, but I feel that way all the time. I feel overwhelmed, I feel guilty, and I feel resentful. And so tapping is such a powerful way to release those things. So let me introduce you to the fantastic Kate Winch. Her website is katewinch.com, and she even created a very special little worksheet and diagram for this call today, which you can download at mamatruthshow.com/tapping. That's mamatruthshow.com/tapping. Kate has been teaching tapping for over 10 years. She is from our friends over, you know, from the original place over the pond, so to speak, in the UK. So she has this beautiful accent that's so relaxing. And she is really one of those people that's committed to people shining their light and feeling true fulfillment in their lives. So Kate, welcome, darling, to the Mama Truth Show.
Oh, thank you so much, Amy, for that lovely introduction.
Yes, well, you've really been such an inspiration and mentor for me with tapping. And I'd love it if before we actually go into doing some tapping, I'd love for you to just explain to people that might be newer to tapping or EFT, emotional freedom technique, what the heck it is and why it works so well.
Yes. Well, I'm so passionate about this tapping technique because the reasons I love it so much, you can do it on yourself. So if you're having a stressful day with the kids and you're freaking out, you've got this incredible tool at your fingertips.
Yes.
And I also love it because you're working with the mind and the body. You know, we hold so much stress and tension in our bodies. And so to actually have a tool where, you know, you tap and you say how you feel, and then you clear it out and the body actually relaxes. So I love that. It's actually like acupuncture without the needles. And so
Awesome.
And what happens is negative energy gets stored in the body and it creates a disruption in the energy system. And that can be a trauma from our childhood or something that happened last year or last week that we're still carrying in our bodies. And you know, life is stressful, you know, overwhelming. And so
yeah,
it's really lovely to have this tool that you can do daily.
Yeah. Well, and I just think one of the things that I've loved about tapping as well is that it's really easy to teach our kids.
Right.
And I know Annabella, my 10-year-old, when she was having trouble, you know, when she was around 5 years old, she started that phase of like, oh, there's a monster under my bed. I'm afraid to go to sleep. They're dark. Stay in here with me. That whole thing. And we actually did, we called it tickles and tapping every night. I'd just like give her a little tickle and then I'd tap on her every single night. And it was one of the only ways that I could get her to actually relax and go to sleep and really, you know, take the fear that was within her and dissipate it immediately. It was amazing. So moms, as you're learning this technique, as you're doing this technique today for yourself, you can also carry this over to something that where you can tap on your kids or you can show them how to tap on themselves. And it's hugely effective with all everything that's going on with our little kids. And you can actually even do it as a surrogate for them where you're tapping and acting as if you're your child, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So powerful.
Yeah, and for anxiety, for guilt, for shame, for fear, for resentment, you know, frustration, And the kids love it. It's just like you can say, there's this special magical tool I have. Do you want to try it out? And they're like,
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so, they're so open to it. Our kids are so.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
So do you want to walk us through what the points are? And I know some of you are listening on audio, so I really recommend going to mamatruthshow.com/tapping. You can then receive a free download of all of the tapping points and a little worksheet that Kate has done for you. But for those of you that are listening, Kate will be doing, talking you through the points. And those of you that are watching on video, obviously you'll also be able to see and get a visual. And I highly recommend, if you can, if you're not driving or on a run or something like that, you know, actually to do this with us so that you can have the experience that Kate's about to give us. So,
My intention is for everyone listening to tap along and have a transformation and improve and feel more peaceful and powerful and relaxed. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So, so basically, we'll start with the karate chop point. So this is the either hand. It's like you're breaking a piece of wood, and you tap it below the pinky. And some people like to do this. And I'm going to lead you through a sequence of words that you'll repeat after me. Amy will be my echo.
Yeah.
And we always start with the part of us that doesn't want to change. Part of us is like, of course I want to let this go. But another part saying, no, we've got to hold on to it. And then I'll say eyebrow. So we'll go here where the brow ends near the nose. The side of the eyes. Underneath the eyes. Nose. One tapping below the chin. The collarbone, underneath the arms, you can either cross your arms over or you can do it like this, whichever you prefer, rib cage, two wrists together, and finishing with the top of the head. So you're tapping lightly, and you may feel a bit lighter just by doing that.
I do already, I swear.
Yeah.
Well, and I have sense memory, right, since I've been doing this with you for so long.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so beautiful to just have the opportunity to touch those points. And many of you, as you've been touching those points, you might feel some buzzing, some energy flowing. It's just getting the chi in our body flowing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's working with the meridians and getting the energy system flowing again. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, shall we do a sequence?
Yeah. So for everyone listening and watching, I'd love you to think of a situation that's been stressing you out. You know, we're doing it around being a parent. And so, as we mentioned earlier, the guilt, I'm not good enough, I'm a bad mom, the overwhelm, just like there's not enough time, and then resentment. So we're kind of going to just kind of bundle that all into one and tap along. And what I'd like you to do is think of your issue, the situation, and give it a number 0 to 10. So guilt and overwhelm, 0 to 10. 10 is high, 0 is low. Yeah. And then you're going to tap along and repeat the words after me. So we're starting here, karate chop point, keep tapping, and then repeat the words after me. Even though I have all this guilt, overwhelm, and resentment.
Even though I have all this guilt, overwhelm, and resentment.
About being a parent.
About being a parent.
And I don't know how I can let it go.
And I don't know how I can let it go.
Maybe it doesn't seem possible.
Maybe it doesn't seem possible.
I've been feeling this way for so long.
I've been feeling this way for so long.
I wouldn't recognize myself without this.
I wouldn't recognize myself without this.
I wonder who I'd be.
I wonder who I'd be.
And I love and accept myself anyway.
And I love and accept myself anyway.
Close your eyes, deep breath. Keep tapping on the karate chop point, even though I have all this guilt and resentment and overwhelm about being a parent.
Even though I have all this guilt, resentment, and overwhelm about being a parent.
And I don't know how I can let it go.
And I don't know how I can let it go.
Maybe it doesn't feel safe.
Maybe it doesn't feel safe.
I can't relax about this.
I can't relax about this.
I have to be on guard.
I have to be on guard.
I have to protect myself.
I have to protect myself.
But I accept who I am.
But I accept who I am.
And I appreciate my feelings.
And I appreciate my feelings.
Close your eyes, deep breath. Keep tapping. tapping on the side of the hands, and then for the third time, even though I have all this guilt, resentment, and overwhelm about being a parent. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway. Deep breath. Then we're going to the eyebrows. All this guilt and shame about what I did or didn't do. Side of the eyes. All this overwhelm about being a parent. Underneath the eyes, all this anger and resentment. No, there's just not enough time. Chin, it's overwhelming. Collarbone, feeling like I don't have any space. Underneath the arms. Anything else you want to say about what it is to be a parent? And if you want to add anything, or I can just carry on.
Yeah, it's like there's no time for me.
What about What about my needs? Yeah, very good. Anything else?
No, I think you're on it. You got it.
All this guilt. All this overwhelm. All this resentment. What about me and my needs? It's all about them. All this guilt.
All this overwhelm. All this resentment.
Feeling like I'm a bad parent and I'm doing it wrong. I'm not good enough. All this judgment and criticism. All this overwhelm. It's so exhausting. And I have suffered so much about this. I'm so tired of suffering about this. I would really like to let it go. And think the arms, this anxiety, fear, and worry. About my kids. All this anger and resentment and frustration. Two wrists together, all this struggle. Off to the head, this overwhelm.
There's not enough time. All this guilt and shame.
All this loss of power. All this anger and disappointment. Collarbone.
All this struggle.
I'd
really like to let it go. All this overwhelm and resentment.
I don't need it. Underneath the eyes, I don't want it. Nose, I've suffered enough about this. I'm really ready to let it go. From the deepest root causes. I call all my power back. From all dimensions of time and space. I let go of being general manager of the universe. And I give this to the universe to handle. I don't need to do this all by myself. It's safe to relax. It's safe to trust. I love getting my needs met. I love feeling calm and peaceful. I listen to my inner wisdom. I know what to do. It's safe to relax. I choose to feel calm and peaceful. I forgive myself for everything I did or didn't do. And I set myself free. Only good comes out of this situation. Only good lies before me.
Only good lies before me.
I love feeling surprisingly calm and peaceful.
Love feeling surprisingly calm and peaceful.
I love asking for support.
I love asking for support.
I don't need to do it all by myself.
I don't need to do it all by myself.
Anything else you want to bring in?
I'm connected to the joy of being a mom.
Beautiful. I love being connected to the joy of being a mom.
I loved being connected to the joy of being a mom. I go easy on myself.
Mm.
I know that I am doing a good job as a mom.
Yeah.
And I feel deeply connected to my child or children. I feel a sense of peace about my parenting choices. And I understand that this is a spiritual growth journey. And I'm connected in with that. And I feel at peace with that. I trust myself and I trust my children. And I am deeply connected with the joy of being a mom. Mm.
Beautiful. I love feeling so grateful.
I love feeling so grateful.
I choose to let go of all this judgment and criticism.
I choose to let go of all this judgment and criticism.
I choose to feel good about being a parent.
I choose to feel good about being a parent.
Thank you, universe, for this incredible opportunity.
Thank you, universe, for this incredible opportunity.
Anything else?
I feel balanced and in harmony in my life. And I know that when I'm in service to my children, I'm in service of the world. And when I'm in service of the world, I'm in service of my children. That they're not distinctly opposites and that I can do both, have an amazing career and be an amazing mom. They're not competing.
Mm-hmm. I love feeling calm and peaceful.
I love feeling calm and peaceful.
I trust in the divine order of my life.
Trust in the divine order of my life.
Everything is unfolding perfectly.
Everything is unfolding perfectly.
I'm expanding my capacity to receive.
I'm expanding my capacity to receive.
I love feeling supported on this journey.
I love feeling supported on this journey.
I love getting my needs met.
I love getting my needs met.
The more I get my needs met.
The more I get my needs met.
The more amazing I can be. Amazing I can be as a parent.
The more amazing I can be as a parent.
It's safe to relax.
Safe to relax.
I love being in the flow.
I love being in the flow.
I'm so grateful for the joy I get from my kids.
I'm so grateful for the joy I get from my kids.
Life loves me.
Life loves me.
All is well.
All is well.
Close your eyes, deep breath. And then you'll all tune in to your number. Some of you may have been at 8, 9, 10. Tune in and see what number you're at now.
With 1 being totally at peace, feeling great, and 10 being really feeling overwhelmed and guilty and resentful and anger and all of those things. So it's like we want our number. Hopefully your number has gone down. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So you'll tune in. What do you have a number, Amy, that you're at?
Yeah, I'm at a 1. I feel
great.
Freaking and great. And I was about at a 5 when we began. So.
Oh yeah. You were kind of in the middle. Yeah. So often, sometimes when people tap, you know, they're at a 10 and they'll come down to an 8 or a 5. And, you know, sometimes they'll just drop right down to a 1 or 2 from a 10. Yeah. And so you just want to see where you're at and notice what's coming up. So tune in and see what you're present to. Some of you may be feeling, oh, I feel fantastic. I'm just relaxed and, you know, trusting the divine order of things. And then listen to your inner wisdom. Like, what do I need so that I can be the best mom? You know, because often so many parents are just not getting their needs met.
Totally. It's such a juggling act of trying to do everything. And I know a lot of you are working moms as well. And then, you know, obviously there's some of you that are stay-at-home moms. that feel like you are like yearning for an adult conversation for a change of pace instead of talking about, you know, singing another round of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, or what have you. So it's like wherever you are on that spectrum, just wanting all of you to feel more at peace. And I really recommend, if you're listening to this on iTunes, I highly recommend just go to mamatruthshow.com and you'll see the video, because the video, and then you can actually take, you know, just like this 15, 20 minutes right here that what we just did and do this, and feel free to come back to this video over and over again. Anytime you're feeling that overwhelm, and you can replace the words that Kate and I used with whatever's showing up for you in that moment, whether it's feeling like you just snapped at your child or your children and lost it, come and do a round of EFT here with Kate and me and feel the guilt or the shame that came up for you and dissipate as you do it. It's such an, it's like magic, I swear.
It is, yeah. And I'm a big fan of telling clients to, you know, if you are triggered, say your child is driving you crazy, you know, if you can just, you know, run to the bathroom and go, she's driving me crazy, yeah. I can't do it anymore, I can't carry on, and just have a good vent, you know, and I'm so mad. And,
yeah.
You know, I that's why I love this technique, because you do, you know, really, we didn't get into it big time, we kind of did a general round, but you know, if get into that anger, get into the guilt, get into the overwhelm, and have a good vent as you go around the points, and just say how you feel, and you'll feel it start to, you'll start to calm down.
Are there any, I don't want to say rules, but guidelines maybe for people that are newer to tapping? I know that one of the things for me that came up when I first started doing tapping is I felt weird about saying all of these negative things. I was like, aren't I like reinforcing that into my subconscious mind? So can you talk about the philosophy of why we want to say those negative things?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great question. I remember when I first learned tapping, I was so annoyed. I was like, because you know, the law of attraction is like, focus on what you want,
right.
Think your thoughts, don't go to the negative. And but there's something really beautiful about saying, even though I'm so angry and frustrated and overwhelmed, I love and accept myself anyway. So you're acknowledging what's so, because often we're making ourselves wrong for right. these negative emotions and trying to, and thinking we're not accepting them.
Yes.
And so what we resist persists. It's like, you know, the analogy of the beach ball, you're trying to keep it under the water and go, oh, it's not here, everything's fine. But really, it's taking all this energy from you. So it's quite liberating. A lot of people just say, when I work with people in sessions, they're just like, oh, it's just so good to say it out loud. You know,
right.
I'm falling apart, or I'm really struggling, and I love and accept myself anyway. And what freedom you get. So you go into the negative, you have a good vent. Oh my gosh, I can't stand it. I'm falling apart. I don't like this, and it's driving me crazy. And then as you feel a bit of space and peace, you go, God, I'm suffering so much about this. What if I could let it go?
Right.
And then you just acknowledge like, wow, this has been really making me stressed out, and I would like to let it go. You acknowledge like, and then bring in the possibility, what if I could let it go? And you don't start the clearing of letting it go until you feel like, oh yeah, I'd like to let it go. I can let it go. And then you're like, and then you do the clearing. But if you're in a real dark, you know, place and really triggered, stay in the negative and vent and have a good vent until you feel lighter. And then you can go over to the positive.
I love that. And I feel like, you know, the Mama Truth Show, obviously the word truth is a big part of that, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you're just telling the truth. We're not trying to gurge up stuff that's not true for us, but instead just have that moment of truth telling with yourself and admitting what you're really feeling, because there also is that expression, what you resist persists. And I think that is so true. When we have these negative feelings, especially when we're feeling guilty or we lose it, which by the way is so normal, all of us do. Yeah. As moms, my God, our children are there, like they can trigger us like nobody else. It's crazy. And let's face it, the daily life of being a mom, the grind, as I like to call it, of being a mom, can feel like a shit show, ladies. Like, it's true, it just can. And so when we're in those moments of where that's the truth of what's showing up, when you do that first round of tapping and just tell the truth about it, it does, it feels like that release. And then suddenly the attachment, and like you said, so it feels like the first couple of rounds while you're, you know, going on those points and doing that tapping while telling the truth about how you're feeling will allow it to dissipate. And then, yeah, like you said, going into the possibility that you could let it go. And then, but finally, by the last round, you're really bringing in those positive ways that you really want to feel. And they can actually come in because you've cleared out those negative emotions.
Yes. Yeah. And I love, you know, one of my, as you know, one of my favorite sayings at the end is to, I let go of being general manager of the universe, because we're always trying to control everything. And we're attached to an outcome and control the children. And it's just like, it's just exhausting. And just like, oh, I'm going to give this to the universe. I don't have to do this all by myself.
Yes. And I love it.
Mm. And the piece, you know, about really giving yourself the gift of support, however that looks, because often, you know, you're just not getting your needs met and you're going crazy. And it's just like giving yourself the gift of support, whether it's whatever it is, with a coach or a mentor or tapping or whatever, but just really making yourself a priority, even though there's so much going on.
Yes. Yes, please. As we say here on Mama Truth, it's, you know, self-care is not selfish. It's sacred.
Right. Exactly. And then you're getting your needs met and you're just like, you're like a different person. And then you can be there in a way for your kids that maybe you weren't able to when you're like burnt out and overwhelmed.
So true. I love it. Kate, thank you so much. I know that every single mom listening, especially those of you that were able to tap with us, feels better in this moment. And I highly encourage you to go onto Kate's website, katewinch.com. We'll have that in the show notes, and also mamatruthshow.com/tapping to get your free download there. So go and check out everything that Kate's offering. I know that you do group classes, you do virtual classes, you do some in-person stuff. So definitely check out everything that Kate's offering. I can't recommend her highly enough. She is an awesome instructor when it comes to tapping and really helping people live their best lives and really feel into that potential. So Kate, I'll ask you one final question. For those that are moms on the show, I usually ask them what's messy and magical about motherhood. But for those that aren't moms, because we have guests here on the show that aren't moms to actually human children, at least, I'm wondering, for you, what's messy and what's magical about your life these days?
Oh, that's a great question. Huh. Well, let's see, what's messy? Well, just, you know, I think I always find one of the things living in San Francisco, which I love, I'm from England, and I just went to see my family, which was lovely. They're in England. My dad, my mom was turned 80 and everything. And it's always just bittersweet, you know, that I live here and they live there. And so just the bittersweetness of that, you know, loving where I live and then feeling a little torn between the two. So that's the messy piece. And then the magical piece, just feeling super grateful for the life I have, that I get to be of service, and I'm super passionate about my work. Like, I just love this tapping. Blows me away. It blew me away 10 years ago and it still blows me away now. So I just love that I get to do what I love. And I love helping people who are suffering. You know, being human is messy and it's really hard. Yeah. And some people are very, I'm very sensitive. I have a lot of feelings. And so I just love helping people who are really struggling and a lot of emotion, just to work through it and clear it and tap it and feel more peaceful, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much for gifting all of these mamas with that fantastic round of tapping. I'm so grateful for you and just adore you, as you know. So
thank you so much.
That, mamas, I'm wishing you a beautiful Mama Truth Monday, and keep embracing the messiness and the magic, and keep tapping away the messy so you can feel more of the magic. Just keep embracing both sides, that crazy paradox of motherhood, the messy and the magical. And until next week, it's Amy Ehler signing off. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening, mamas. Did you know that Amy has a new ebook out? It's called Sacred Self-Care for Moms, 7 Steps to Nurturing Yourself so You Can Be the Mom You Were Born to Be. And you can receive your free copy by going to sacredselfcarebook.com. That's sacredselfcarebook.com. And please don't keep the Mama Truth Show a secret. The biggest compliment you can give is to share the Mama Truth Show with your loved ones and write a review on iTunes. Until next time, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.